again, it's People in Your Neighborhood. Good morning, everybody. And right now, I'll introduce a special guest, never been in here before. It's first, I want to introduce Melinda Frank. She's the speech and debate team coach for Pierre High School. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. So maybe some people out there don't really know what the speech and debate team's all about. You just let them know a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So I am the coach of the school's oral interpretation team, also called the speech team, also called the forensics team. We have a lot of names. Essentially, speech is an opportunity for students to kind of hone their acting skills. Students can perform pieces ranging anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, depending on the category that they are competing in. And they cannot use props, they cannot look at each other, they cannot touch each other. So it truly relies on their ability to portray emotions, portray actions in the best way possible.
So just an example, so like what kind of a thing would they do up there?
So there are a few different categories. We have storytelling, poetry, drama, reader's theater, duo, non-original oratory, and another category that I'm completely forgetting. Do you remember? Okay, so we do have 7 categories. The goal is that you find a piece of literature, typically from a book or a published text, and you interpret that in some way, shape, or form through acting.
Okay. So just one at a time, go ahead and step up to the microphone and introduce yourself.
I'm Chloe Bowers. I'm the co-captain of the forensics team.
I wanted to ask about that. So what's the whole forensics aspect of it?
So I think it's called forensics because we're analyzing literature and interpreting it. So that's the best I can come up with a reason for why it's named that.
Yeah. So why did you join? Why did you decide to join the team?
I've been acting for my whole life and I read a lot. So it kind of seems like a good mix of both to be able to individually show my acting skills.
So since you say you're acting, have you ever tried out for anything for the Peer Players?
Yeah, I've done lots of Peer Players plays. I
you
was
have?
In Clue. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I didn't get to go see it. I still have not been to a play there yet. I want to check one out at some point. I know there's another one coming up next month. I didn't do well in school and getting in front of people, which is kind of ironic since I'm on the radio. But I didn't do well doing speeches and stuff. But I think it is a good skill. It's a good thing for, young people to learn.
Yeah, it's a really great opportunity for us to learn public speaking skills. And one of the categories I do is kind of like giving a TED Talk. So it's a fun way to show that side, too.
Nice. So, who are you?
I'm Lily Keller. I've been on the speech team for 4 years now.
So pretty much all through high school then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started when I was a freshman and up through now senior year.
So what is it? Do you have like a specialty? So what is your category that you excel in?
My favorite category is either duo or reader's theater, but I've also done storytelling and drama. I like duo most of all because you get to interact with one other person and it kind of gives you that opportunity to be acting with someone while still like being sort of individual.
Mm-hmm.
Working together.
So I understand that there was a recent competition that you all were involved in, and I understand that you did y'all did pretty well in that.
Yeah, we had our state competition, and we ended up with, I think, 6 superiors and a superior with distinction for one of them for our Reader's Theater, which is the highest score you can get.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So what do you think, what do you plan to do? Like, how do you think this is speech debate team is going to be, have an effect on your career, your life?
Oh, I really think it gives me an opportunity to interact with other people that I don't normally interact with, like with people from other schools and such, and like making friends throughout the district. And also it gives me an opportunity to work together with other people and to practice my, like we've said, like acting skills and speech skills in front of a group of people.
Absolutely. And also, same question for you.
Yeah, it definitely helps me with just getting jitters out and being able to effectively communicate to an audience and how to kind of take control of a room and make sure they're listening to you. And it's just an awesome networking opportunity for us too.
No, absolutely. Like I said, I think it's a great thing for young people to get involved in. I wish I would have when I was younger, and then maybe I wouldn't have been so shy growing up. But I grew out of it. Well, congratulations for the results of the competition that you had, and I thank everybody for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And I hope everybody has a good day.
Thank you.